To find a farmer in the wide, unbroken prairie of southwest Oklahoma, scan the horizon and look for clouds of dust. In a field 5 miles south of Altus, Fred Schmidt peers through the haze and watches a gray and black combine pull up beside a tractor with a grain cart. Schmidt grins as the bin fills.
I think this will be a pretty nice field of wheat. It's actually certified Ruby Lee that we'll put up, and we sell certified seed wheat.
Right now, this field is coming in at 61.7 pounds per bushel. That's great news for Schmidt's bottom line. Last year, he recorded yields below 8 pounds per bushel. Because of drought, the 2014 wheat harvest was one of Oklahoma's worst ever.
You know, our early indication on this field, we're really tickled to death. And, you know, because this is the best field of wheat we've cut so far.
The bad news, the harvests at the Schmidt family's other fields haven't been this good. Slow-moving storms and favorable climate patterns dumped record amounts of rainfall across Oklahoma in April and May. The rain broke the drought, but it came too late for many wheat farmers.
It would have been much better on the wheat crop if it would have come a month earlier. But here again, we're glad to get what we got.
I interviewed Schmidt last year during the drought and that awful 2014 wheat harvest. Schmidt was worried he wouldn't have a job for his cutter, Craig Wolf, who has traveled from South Dakota to Oklahoma for decades to help the Schmidt family cut its wheat.
Hey, Craig.
Hi.
Joe. Mind if I take a pass with you?
Sure.
All right.
Slam it for
you. All right. I probably did.
Yeah,
Wolf was hired again this year, and he, in turn, was able to hire four other workers. Two Bulgarians and two South Africans.
And they're pretty good guys, you know, they're doing good.
The cab of the combine is air-conditioned and comfy, which seems strange because we're only a few feet and a piece of glass away from a terrifying whirling blade. This machine is operated with a joystick and a flat screen and guided by satellites.
And it finds its course, and then I let go of the steering wheel and it takes off and it goes straight.
Wolf says the 2015 wheat harvest will be better than last year's, but the weather that broke the drought did a lot of damage. Many fields were lost to hail. Others were too soggy for combines and other heavy harvesting equipment.
The rains came. They came a little late. It was more or less a salvage operation.
Jeff Edwards is a wheat expert at Oklahoma State University. Wheat is Oklahoma's number one cash crop. In one of those good years, the state's crop is valued at nearly $650 million. Edwards says a good year means 140 million bushels. In 2014, Oklahoma harvested about one-third of that. Edwards is hoping for 100 million bushels this year.
And you never want to complain about the rain in Oklahoma. It's better than last year, but it's not going to go down as what we would term a good year.
Yes, I'm here at the Summer Oak place talking with Joe.
Back in the field, Fred Schmidt hopes that next year the rain will start in February instead of April. But like other Oklahoma farmers, he's adapting. This field is about to change.
And actually, this afternoon, it will be planted back to cotton.
The timing of this year's rain wasn't ideal for wheat, but this field is irrigated. The dried up ponds, lakes, and reservoirs are full. That means some farmers can turn on the tap instead of waiting on the weather. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.